Good morning, Symphony Church. Today for our devotional, we will be starting the book of 1 Thessalonians. So we'll begin with chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Let me read that for us. Verse 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy. To the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction, with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivered us from the wrath to come. Amen. First, I'd like to share a little bit of background on 1 Thessalonians. So this book, along with its pairing of 2 Thessalonians, are most likely the earliest letters that Paul written. This takes place and is referenced from Paul and Silas's second missionary journey when they visited Thessalonica. They were there only about 3 weeks or so to tell people about Jesus. They shared the gospel with a large Jewish and Greek population, and a church was quickly built up. But with that, the church of Thessalonica, they were accused of denying Caesar, because they said that there is another king, Jesus. All of a sudden, they faced such harsh persecution that Paul and Silas had to flee the city. And they were so heartbroken because they loved the people of Thessalonica so much. This letter that we just began reading today is Paul's attempt to connect with the Christians and to encourage them. This is when he got a report from Timothy that the church was flourishing despite immense persecution. So today's passage is the beginning where we see Paul's greeting, and it starts off with so much thanksgiving. He writes with such intentionality and shows his consistency of praying for them. This is really amazing to me because Paul and Silas only knew them for about 3 weeks, but they were filled with so much love where they constantly remember them in their prayers. I think we can all say we have relationships that have lasted much longer than 3 weeks, but it's quite common for people to feel like there's not enough time or it's not worth investing in a relationship, even in the time frame of 1 year. So here we see Paul and Silas's intentionality of 3 weeks having such great impact in all of their lives. In the passage, we see that Paul talks about three of the foundations, which is faith, love, and hope. He talks about the work of faith, the labor of love, and the steadfastness of hope. Let me just break some of those things down for us. First, the work of faith. Faith produces work. Faith is something that is meant to be lived out and is not just something that we hold in our heads with good theology or understanding, but good faith should produce good work as we live out what the Bible tells us and as we live out life with the Holy Spirit. Second, the labor of love. Love produces labor. I think we can all agree that loving people is great, but it's not always easy. But just like we need labor for a successful harvest, it's important. It's important to know that that love is the root of it all, and that there may be obstacles that come our way, but all of it is rooted in love. And lastly, hope produces steadfastness. Hope in Jesus produces steadfastness that helps us withstand all trials and temptations. Let me say that again. Hope in Jesus, it produces a steadfast life, steadfast character that helps us withstand all trials and temptations. And all of these things are what the Church of Thessalonica exhibited despite persecution. Paul is so proud of them because they became an example to Macedonia and Achaia. They were not just hearers, but doers of the word. And their lives were transformed where they were an example to people around them. But Paul says that not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth in Macedonia and Achaia, but it has even gone forth everywhere, that they did not need to say anything. They're pretty much like, hey, you guys did our job. Like, we don't need to even say anything or utter anything because you guys are spreading the word of God. And there's impact happening beyond your region too. So I just want to encourage us this morning to dream big. Dream big, Symphony. What would it look like for our micro churches to go forth? What would it look like for our college family groups to go forth in this city? How far of an impact can our obedience really make when we open up our hearts to share the word with those in our communities? What would it look like if the people that we brought to Christ brings others to Christ? And what if they bring others to Christ? What would our city and our nation look like today? Lastly, I just want to point out, Paul talks about how the Church of Thessalonica, they personally turned to God from their own idols to serve the living and the true God. So I think the first step that we can take today is to make sure we are right with God. What are the idols in our lives, and are we willing to lay them down today? Just like Paul and Silas invested those 3 weeks to the people in Thessalonica, who is God calling us to invest to? Who can we walk with and disciple? Let's pray. God, we thank you for this word of encouragement today. It's so exciting to see this church of Thessalonica, just blow up and really see the move of your Holy Spirit spreading the word of God. And seeing the joy that Paul and Silas had, seeing lives transformed, seeing their disciples become disciplers. And God, we want the same for our church. We want our church to be a people that is constantly living by example. We don't want to just be hearers, but we want to be doers of the word. God, we want the word to spread in the city of Boston. Lord, we want your heart to go forth to the nations. And so we just want to pray big prayers, God. We lift up our micro churches and our college family groups to you. We pray that they would be like hubs of, just like local missionaries that are just filled with love and care for your people. And that we would hear many testimonies of people among the city getting to know the powerful name of Jesus and having their lives transformed by you. And God, we pray that we would be a church that exhibits the work of faith, the labor of love, and the steadfastness of hope. And just like the Thessalonicans turned from their idols to serve the living and true God, we just want to take time today to say, God, we turn our hearts away from ourselves, away from the things of this world, and we want to align our hearts to you. Help us to lay down our lives before you. We want to be used by you, God. And we pray that today that you would just highlight the people in our lives that you want us to invest into. And God, we thank you that your Holy Spirit is with us, softening hearts and opening up opportunities for us to do so. So we pray for boldness. We pray for a rootedness in love. And we thank you that you're always with us to guide us along the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.